The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Marylanders gathered Wednesday evening to remember the six construction workers who lost their lives in the collapse of the Key Bridge last year. A community vigil was held at Mount Olive Baptist Church of Turner Station. Pastor Rashad Singletary says grief is a process, and at the end of the day, the responsibility of the church is to pray and provide resources and support. State and local leaders joined first responders and community members at the vigil. The Maryland House of Delegates has approved its version of a state spending plan that aims to close a budget deficit of more than $3 billion. Lawmakers say that can be accomplished by cutting spending and adding $1.6 billion in new taxes. Under the plan, the state would establish a 3% tax on IT services, sports wagering taxes would increase from 15 to 20%, and the cannabis tax would rise from 9 to 12%. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Zach Eflin takes the hill at 3:07 this afternoon as the Orioles open the 2025 season against the Blue Jays in Toronto, taking the place of Grayson Rodriguez, who was scheduled to be the opening day starter until an injury knocked him to the injured list. Tightness in the triceps. Tuesday on the Foul Territory podcast with Jeff Passan, Rodriguez gave the backstory.
You know, I've had something I've been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. Tricep flared up a little bit, had a little bit of tendonitis in the tricep, so we had to make sure that kind of calmed down, make sure it didn't get a lot worse. Had to get some checkups and some scans on the elbow, and it was all good, it was all healthy, so, you know, really fortunate with that.
Rodriguez threw lightly on Monday in D.C. before the rainout, but did not talk with reporters yesterday in the clubhouse. Maryland takes on Florida tonight in the Sweet 16 in the most important game the Terps have played in the last 10 years, and it's certainly the most important game in Kevin Willard's coaching career. The Terps coach making national headlines with his public comments about the inequitable distribution of NIL money at Maryland between the football program and basketball. Yesterday, Willard was asked point blank,
"Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?"
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%.
Willard stonewalling the question and talking about Florida shooting guard Walter Clayton instead. Coming up in 30 minutes, a surprising statistic about Tyler O'Neill. And that is Stein on Sports.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures getting warmer, sunny and near 60 today. Tomorrow, just a few showers in the afternoon, 67 the high. Saturday, it's like summertime shows up. Some clouds, but dry, 82 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 31 degrees in Westminster, 38 in Easton, and 37 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday to all of you. You know what? I will say good morning to everyone except for whoever made the mess this morning on 695. Right by Perrin Parkway. Oh, my gosh. You know, we talk about traffic sometimes on this show because, you know, we don't want to sit in it. But, yeah, I was sitting in traffic for about an hour and a half this morning on 695. I feel bad for everybody still sitting in traffic. It looks like the lanes are clear now, but my, oh my. You know, just like a little rules of the road here, if we could. If we could. I've noticed that there are a lot of people that don't seem to know that the left lane is actually the fast lane. Have you guys noticed this? I thought there was like this unwritten rule of, you know, if you're going to go fast, you can be in the left lane. But if you're going to be like, you know, Sunday driving on a Thursday morning commute, you know, get to the right. Get to the right. So anyways, I go past this accident. It wasn't really an accident, by the way. If you're still sitting there behind this, because I know it was backed up from 695 all the way down to 95, all the way down to 702. It was crazy. It's crazy. Okay? But what happened was there was a disabled vehicle, apparently. And then somebody not paying attention hit the disabled vehicle. Another issue was when the tow trucks arrived, there was no sense of urgency to move the disabled vehicle and now the vehicle involved in the accident out of the way. So for a very long time, it was just the left lane getting by. Yet we had all these other individuals that wanted to be looky-loos. Okay. Look, here's the thing. If there is an accident where only one lane is getting by, can we just say right now that you don't stop and stare? Please? Please, you're blocking the very lane that people need to take to get by the thing to begin with. If you want to stop and look at this accident, right? If you want to be a rubbernecker, if you want to be a looky-loo, then I need you to just go ahead and pull up past the accident, and then you can pull off right there at the accident. And you know what? You can get out of the car and stare all you like, okay? Because some of us have places to be. And you know what's so crazy? I get past the accident, and then you've got people just kind of Sunday driving in the left lane. And I'm like sitting here thinking, guys, this is not what we agreed upon, okay? This is the unwritten rule in America. So to all my new Americans, right, that might just got here, to all of our new drivers, to all our grandparents, okay, the left lane is for the crazies, okay? The left lane is for those of us that drive fast no matter the situation. So please, get over. All right, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Because I apologize for not being here for the tease in the morning drive. You know, I was going to tell Bruce that tomorrow Olivia will actually be with me. And rumor has it, she had two chocolate bars saved from the chocolate bar gate. Yes, that's right. There were two chocolate bars saved out of the chocolate bar box. And she's bringing them for Bruce. Because she says he must want them real bad because he took some. I explained to her that was not Bruce's intent. He was buying the chocolate to then hand them out to the rest of the radio station. He just hadn't gotten out of his office yet. That was just, she needs to charge him. Yeah, $5. You're right. You're right, Brian. $5 a bar for those two bars. I'm just joking. I got to give Bruce a hard time. All right, we got lots to talk about today, and I'm glad that we could laugh just a little bit. Because if you've been paying attention to what's going on in Annapolis, you're not laughing, you're crying, okay? There is so much going on beyond the budget, beyond the energy crisis. Yesterday, we briefly talked about those public safety bills for school safety. Well, guess what? Guess what? They didn't fare too well. And I had a feeling this was going to happen, even though you would think common sense would tell anybody that when it comes to safety in a classroom, you do whatever it possibly takes to make sure students are safe at school, right? You would think that, especially when you're thinking about all the mass shootings, right? Whenever there's a school shooting, it is the Democrat Party that jumps up swiftly and talks about gun control. But when it comes to keeping kids safe from other dangerous students in the classroom, for some reason, we don't treat it the same way. Don't know why that is. Of course, I do know why that is. I'm being sarcastic here, but we are going to talk about this because I've got some audio from Delegate Vanessa Atterbury. We'll play it in just a minute, but she takes the cake here as missing the plot. She has missed the plot completely, okay? Because she's basically saying now keeping kids safe in the classroom is somehow unconstitutional, and it goes against somebody's constitutional rights, even though they are being investigated for murder and all these other things. Yes, I do understand that kids have to stay within the classroom, and that's what we kind of, I guess that's how we treat kids in the state, right? Even if they're under investigation, they still want them to continue with in-person learning. But if you are being investigated for murder, can we not make sure that kid is just virtually learning? Why would a teacher have to deal with that in a classroom? I mean, that in itself, just the fact that the investigation is going on, that's distracting. That's distracting to anyone, right? I honestly, if it were me, I wouldn't want any of those kids that are on ankle monitor bracelets, like the box as the kids call it, I wouldn't want them in the classroom. Why can't they virtually learn? We're going to get into that. Also, you're going to be shocked by this because, like I said, Annapolis, a lot going on in Annapolis. There was a Democrat that attempted to stand up and really tell her Democrat colleagues what her constituents have been saying as far as the energy crisis and as far as not being able to afford a decent quality of life here in the state of Maryland. Wouldn't you know, she was shut down by her Democrat colleagues. I have the audio for that, and also Delegate Brian Chisholm, he'll join us at 9:40 a.m. to further discuss this interaction between those two Democrat colleagues. It was shocking, and yet I was relieved. And you know what? I do believe that there are Democrats in the House of Delegates that are much more moderate than a lot of those progressives, and they feel like they're being held hostage at this point. I do believe, but what's going to have to happen to all my Democrat friends, you guys are going to have to get together, have a meeting of the minds, and you're going to have to stand up to the progressive wing of your party. That's what it's come to. This is what we've been talking about for months now. You guys have to do it. Us MAGA folks, as you like to call us, we're not going to be able to do it for you. Yeah, we're tough. We say what's on our mind, and we don't really care about the consequences. The problem is you all, you care so much and you feel as though you're going to lose your political career. You care more about what people think about you within your own party than your actual constituents. That's a problem. Okay? I need you to find some courage and stand up against these progressives. We'll get into that as well. And then, of course, we're going to move on to some more of what Governor Westmore has been saying about the budget. There's another case of sexual assault, rape by a female teacher. No, not here in the state of Maryland, thank God. But I do want to share this audio with you in the next hour because it's happened in Indiana. This is now, you know, this takes the cake. It's probably, and I'm going to give you guys a warning before I play the audio, even though it's a piece from the news report that was done on this woman, on this teacher. But it is so sick and disgusting that I'm going to give you a warning before I play it, just in case you don't want to hear it. But what I'm going to say with this is, I believe there's no such thing anymore as a helicopter mom or a helicopter dad. Protect your kids at all costs, okay? When we get into this story, like I said, we'll do this in the next hour. You are going to listen to this, and you're going to be like, wow, I can't even imagine this going on within a school. We'll get into that. First and foremost, let's go ahead and start with Vanessa Atterbury. This delegate's out of Prince George's County, I believe. Sometimes I get it confused because the Howard County Progressives and the Prince George's County Progressives, they're pretty much the same. Okay. They're the same. Well, Vanessa Atterbury is her name. And Chris Papp's always doing the job that many of us want to see done at all times. Chris Papp with Project Baltimore, he was able to ask this delegate some questions because as we were discussing yesterday, some of these bills that will hopefully protect students in public schools, he asked Vanessa yesterday, he says, look, can't you understand that there are some parents that are very worried about their kids in the classrooms? Especially knowing that some of these kids are being investigated for attempted murder. And so, of course, you know, he asked this question to the delegate, and she says, well, basically, that's not my problem. I don't know why the FBI and the police aren't moving fast enough. Take a listen.
So if this situation were to happen again, and a student is being investigated for a murder, and then he goes into a school, as of now, there's no laws that have changed to alert the schools and to let the schools know who's in that school. What do you say to parents that are concerned that this situation could happen again and the schools would not be notified?
Well, I think if this, hopefully the situation won't happen again. I mean, the issue was the DNA evidence and the FBI getting the DNA evidence back in 6 months. I mean, that's unacceptable. So, I mean, that situation has to be fixed on the, on the policing side and getting evidence back quickly enough to make an arrest. I mean, if you're investigating someone for rape and murder, they shouldn't be walking around for 6 months. That's unacceptable. And so that's an FBI policing issue and their internal workings.
I understand that, but that doesn't help parents that are concerned. And these two bills would have addressed that situation by either alerting the school that a kid's being investigated or keeping that kid out of school.
It's against the Constitution to do that. I mean, it's against the due process clause of the Constitution, so we can't do that. It's just unconstitutional. So the best that we could do and the most strong language that we could do in the House of Delegates, it has not passed the Senate yet, the hearing is this week, is to say if someone has been arrested for a reportable offense, then there shall be a notification. But anything else we can't do. It's just unconstitutional.
Oh, my word. Yes, that's Delegate Vanessa Atterbury. And I'm looking at her and it's like, you know, and she's a beautiful woman, by the way. And it's like I had such high hopes for some of these, I guess you could say, newer delegates, but it's just not there. Now, they were referring to House Bills 951 and 68, okay? And they were both introduced to her committee. She's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. And they were drafted in response to the Walter Martinez, an MS-13 gang member who's currently serving a 70-year prison sentence for killing 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton in 2022. And so basically what they were saying is, you know, because Martinez was sitting in this classroom, because he was able to be in the school, that's how he was able to prey on Kayla Hamilton. And he was sitting in these classrooms for months on end because they were still awaiting the DNA evidence to come back. They, as in the police and the FBI. Now, if Delegate Vanessa Atterbury was paying attention, she would know that, yes, they do have problems within the police department and within the FBI and all this other stuff because there's a shortage of even staff in regards to those agencies, right? But there's a lot going on here, okay? There's a lot going on. But instead of actually speaking to those at the FBI or to those in the police department on why there might have been this delay, she decides that these bills aren't important. So now you've got a situation where you've got Delegate Nino Mangione, who introduced House Bill 68. He's got to now go back and try to reword this bill so that it can pass next session. Same thing with Harford County Delegate Mike Griffith. He's the one that introduced Bill 951. And so this would have given teachers, parents, everyone the opportunity to understand who is in a classroom with their child, with other students. Delegate Vanessa Atterbury and friends shot this down in committee and didn't even allow it to hit the floor. Just think about that. This state is so bent on protecting the criminals rather than the potential victims. We end up with this nonsense that now it's going to have to wait until next session to be addressed. And in the meantime, we'll all just cross our fingers and say a prayer that another student isn't victimized. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to continue to stay in Annapolis when we get back, but we are going to also continue to talk about these bills and why she even believed that this was unconstitutional to begin with. And you know what? When did Democrats care about the Constitution? That's another question I have. We'll discuss that more coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Good morning to you. We're talking about Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, and she is adamant that trying to protect students in a classroom is unconstitutional to those that are being investigated for murder. God forbid you disrupt their lives in any way. Well, it turned out that that investigation turned out to be spot on because Mr. Martinez did, in fact, unfortunately kill Kayla Hamilton. And he did, in fact, sit in a classroom with a bunch of other students as they were waiting for that DNA result or evidence to come back. And in that time, he was able to prey on Kayla. And you know what? I was thinking to myself, it's like, you know, yes, Kayla was killed, but I wonder how many other kids were also preyed on by this guy. I guarantee you it wasn't just Kayla. And this is the sad part about the fact that you've got so many people that are out of touch in Annapolis that they just don't care. Now, I got a good text message that came in here from Ron in Occupy Baltimore. Good morning, Ron, to you. Ron asked, he said, I got two questions. Does Delegate Atterbury have children? Yes, Ron, she does. Ron's second question, do they attend public school? Well, Ron, we found out they don't. Delegate Vanessa Atterbury's kids, they attend private school. And I only know this because this is the same Vanessa Atterbury that wanted condoms in public schools and vending machines. Yes, it's the same delegate. That's who wanted the condoms in the vending machines at elementary schools. Yet we found out at that time that her kids aren't actually at those public elementary schools, so she could care less. Couldn't care less. I always mix that up. That there's condoms there in those schools. And so that's another piece of this. You know, here she is making these decisions, yet this isn't going to really affect her in any way. It's not going to affect her. Ron also asked his third question, how many times did she fail the bar exam because she is constitutionally illiterate? You know, is she an attorney? I gotta look and see. I've got to look and see. I know she's talking about the Constitution and what's unconstitutional, but as I mentioned before the break, I don't recall any Democrats, especially in the Maryland General Assembly, caring about the Constitution. Since when? I mean, just look at what happened during the COVID pandemic, right? Think about that. Think about the lockdowns. Think about everything. I know we were calling Larry Hogan Lockdown Larry, but, you know, the Democrats in Maryland General Assembly, they were just fine with the lockdowns as well. They had a meeting of the minds about it. And so you're telling us you really care about the Constitution? You didn't care about it when you told churches and pastors that they couldn't open their doors when I could have sworn we had the right to assemble. I could have sworn. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I'm confused. But now, yes, Delegate Nino Mangione, Delegate Mike Griffith, they're going to have to go back to the drawing board because now they're going to have to reword things. And so in a way where she cannot say that it's unconstitutional. But I will just mention this again. The kids that are being investigated, and I think the kids being investigated for any crime, I think that they should have the opportunity to, in fact, go to virtual learning. Why not? As far as I know, the classrooms are still set up to do so. And if the teacher wants to then just turn on her computer or camera or however they were doing it during COVID, they can turn it on. And that kid that's on home monitoring, they can attend class in front of their computer like they did back in COVID days. Why is that so hard? Why, that doesn't take away their constitutional right, as she would say. They're still getting an education. They're still receiving it. This is just, it just further proves the point that for some reason, and I don't know if it's because of donors or what have you, for some reason they are just fine with protecting criminals. Criminals. Especially those that are juveniles. Yet the people that they target are other juveniles. Don't stand up the next time there's a mass shooting in Texas or what have you and tell me that you want gun control laws. You're afraid that the kids are vulnerable in schools. Don't tell me that when you make decisions such as this. And shame on other Democrats for not calling her out for taking it out in committee. I got my friend Mark in Middle River. Mark, you want to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim. Yes, I do. Why don't they take, and if they're in public office, put their kids in public schools?
Yeah. Well, Mark,
and
you...
Go ahead. And let them see what actually is going on.
Yeah. Well, I
and
wish...
Make them as vulnerable as the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, trust me, Mark. I think that's a great idea. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. I wish, and I don't know if reporters would do this. I know Chris Papps does push the envelope, which I absolutely love. But I would love somebody to ask her next time, you know, don't you feel as though that your child is protected in private school? Because they don't do these shenanigans in private school. And I would ask her, why are you making this decision for other parents that have their kids in public school? And then just see what she says from that. Just see what she says. I bet she can't answer. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An illegal alien, a 24-year-old man identified by the feds as a high-ranking member of the violent MS-13 gang, has been arrested in Virginia, not far from the nation's capital. President Trump is touting his decision to impose 25% tariffs on imported vehicles and auto parts effective next Wednesday. Japan says it's considering all types of countermeasures in response to the pending tariffs. The Republican chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee says he wants the Pentagon's inspector general to investigate how a journalist was mistakenly added to a group chat about military strikes in Yemen. South Korea's military says North Korea sent around 3,000 additional troops to Russia in January and February and continued support for Russia's war in Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Blue Jays kick off 2025 this afternoon in Toronto. An interesting subplot is the team's two right fielders. Free agent acquisition Tyler O'Neill in an Oriole uniform. Former Oriole Anthony Santander in a Blue Jay uni. Here was O'Neill in the offseason talking about joining the Birds.
Playing in the AL East throughout the year, obviously they were a tough opponent all year. You know, they can hit, they got really good starters, the bullpen's locked down.
Some interesting numbers. First off, O'Neill holds the MLB record for most consecutive opening days with home runs. That's five and counting. Second, 31 dingers a year ago and just 411 at-bats. Among all players with 30 or more home runs a year ago, only two had more home runs per at-bat. That's Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. O'Neill was tied for third. And guess who he was tied with? Anthony Santander. Maryland basketball tonight at 7:39 p.m. Sweet 16 match against top seed Florida. Derek Queen's comment going viral.
So I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why.
And it made the rounds on the Pat McAfee podcast the other day. Guest was LeBron James. McAfee asking the King if he had heard the comments.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic.
I'm from Baltimore. One of my best friends from Baltimore, Carmelo Anthony, so I get it. I get it. Give me the damn ball, and he wanted the ball.
That's what I told him in the conversation. I was like, Baltimore is one of the cities where if you give an answer on why are you a confident human, I'm from Baltimore. Everybody's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no follow-up question to that.
Okay, got it.
I got it.
Coming up in 30 minutes, a shout-out to the Baltimore Touchdown Club. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
A dose of springtime today and tomorrow, and then it's like a brief dose of summer Saturday. Temperatures about 20 degrees warmer than what they are today. Not much rain to slow you down this week. 60 this afternoon, near 40 overnight. Tomorrow, we may see a few showers in the afternoon. It's not a washout. 67. Saturday's dry, but very warm. 82 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. The best way to understand what's going on in the world today is to view current events through the lens of Scripture for God's perspective on the evil of our day. We know how he feels about abortion. He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. We know how he feels about same-sex marriage. It's an abomination in his sight. And for sure, we know how he feels about the enemies of Israel. In Genesis 12, regarding Israel, he said, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. It's safe to say that the world is in bad shape. And because it has turned its back on God, it will only get worse. But you don't have to go the way of the world. In fact, by trusting in Christ for your salvation, you can be in the world, but not of it. Now that's the deal of a lifetime. If you're interested in learning more about what an incredible future God has available for you, join us on Sundays at 11 at Cub Hill. I look forward to meeting you. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning to you. We'll be joined here in just a second by Delegate Brian Chisholm. And we are going to talk about the fact that the delegate, of course, is working as hard as he can in Annapolis, like the rest of the Republicans there. But we're also going to talk about the fact that there were two Democrats that were sparring on the floor yesterday. And, you know, it's very interesting because I believe that it is very difficult for a Democrat to stand up against other Democrats in this state. They love to stick together. It's, you know, the whole vote blue no matter who, and it's your turn or your time, or it's not your turn, it's not your time. That's how they operate over there. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's funny because even when they race against each other in the primaries, they get mad at one another saying, well, I don't know why this person ran because it's not their time. It's not a thing. It's not a thing, right? I got two friends right now in Carroll County that's going to be running against each other for a delegate seat, and I like them both, and I don't think either one of them were thinking, oh, it's not your turn, it's not your time. It's, you know, it's like for, you know, let the best person win and go and continue forward. That's how we do it on the other side of things. Real quick before we speak to Delegate Brian Chisholm, because I want to ask him about this, because he posted it on his Facebook page. We've got some audio here from Delegate Cherie Sample-Hughes, and she was being silenced by one of her colleagues. I want you to take a listen, and then we'll get to the phone line and talk to the delegate.
And it's frustrating to know that when I walked in the door back in 2015, my goal was, wow, to be here to do the people's work, to press the buttons for the people. Now I feel like I'm pressing a button just for anything and everything. And you know what? I'm not going to talk about the budget stuff anymore. And yes, I know that's what the purpose is. I get it. I know the rules of the party. But I will say this, is that institution is not for everybody.
Point of order.
This institution is not for everybody.
Point of order.
And we are, I'm sure we'll be retaliated.
Thank you for recognizing me, Madam Speaker. You are over your 2 minutes that are allotted to explain your vote. Thank you.
Parliamentarian, I hear you. But enough is enough. When I have an 80-year-old woman call me and say she's sitting there with candles just to light her house.
Madam Speaker.
I'm trying to help
her. Thank you for recognizing me, Madam Speaker. Yes. The 2 minutes for the young lady are over.
I can count.
But you must sit down. You no longer have the floor.
The one last thing I will say, and I was not trying to be controversial.
Recognizing the problem.
Thank you, Madam
is
Speaker.
That
people are allotted 2 minutes
to
explain their vote.
For the people.
I can talk louder than you. Do you want to do that? Sit down.
So it got a little heated there. And you can tell that, you know, that they don't want the truth to get out. Like, God forbid, Delegate Cherie Sample-Hughes, God forbid she talks about that 80-year-old woman basically using a candle to see around her home at night because the energy crisis is just that bad. But I want to talk about this further with Delegate Brian Chisholm. Good morning, Delegate. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be with you.
No, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you got a lot to do up there. Thank you for everything that you're doing. You know, I got that audio clip from your Facebook page. If you could give us a summary of what was happening there.
Yeah, and it does go to show that the overarching theme always down here is they thrive in darkness, and don't you dare turn the light on and let people know what's going on down here. And I think, 2 years ago, Delegate Cherie Sample-Hughes was essentially the third highest ranking Democrat down here. She was the Speaker Pro Tem, so she would go in and fill in for the Speaker if something were to happen that the Speaker couldn't be up there. And she did not fully back the Speaker when a drug kingpin bill came up on Sine Die, and Delegate Kipke stood up and said, we're not following House rules here, and we need to be heard, and it got shut down, and Cherie Sample-Hughes didn't fall in the line and followed the rule book, and she got stripped of everything at that point. She lost her Speaker Pro Tem spot. She got moved. She lost all influence at all in the power and in the party. And on the Democrat side, if you don't vote exactly how they tell you to vote, and if you don't sit down and shut up when they tell you to sit down and shut up,
then there's going to be retribution. And I think that Sheree, Delegate Sample Hughes, who's always been, I haven't always agreed with her on everything, but I sat on health and government operations with her. She's always been a very honest, respectful person. And all she wanted to do was tell her side of why she didn't like the $67 billion budget that we're hoisting onto the backs of the taxpayers with an additional almost $2 billion in taxes. And that was not going to be stood for. And she needed to be yelled down. And it was almost like watching in elementary school, the way that it was handled. Yeah. And it's sad. It's sad that that's the way that our house operates.
Yeah. We're speaking to Delegate Brian Chisholm. We thank him for your time. So is that what she meant by saying she would be retaliated against? Because I know she said that as well.
Yeah. So I don't know how much more they can retaliate. They can take her parking space, I guess. They can probably move her. You know, I'm up on the fourth floor. The rest of my colleagues in Anne Arundel County are down on the first floor. I got summoned up here a couple years ago. It's been a blessing. I don't mind being up here. But I'm sure Sheree might find herself on the fourth floor with me next year as well. And I don't know how much more. They can probably try to primary her. But I don't think you can beat a Sheree Sample Hughes. She's a staple in the community. I think that their family owns a restaurant. She's well known. She does a great job representing her constituents. That would be the only thing I think they could really do to her, strip her of any power at all, rip her voice out, and not give her somewhere to park.
Well, that was very sad to see, but please let her know that a lot of us really appreciate her caring about her constituents. Speaking of which, as you mentioned, that budget passed yesterday, and we saw that many of you stood up time and time again to fight back. I mean, as this goes over to the Senate, I've got to ask you, Delegate, do you believe the Senate will pass it as is?
No, I think the Senate's going to make some changes, I would assume. Just from the rumblings that I hear, the Senate's not happy with what the House did. The governor's not happy with what the House did. The governor's not going to be happy with what the Senate does. I don't know what's going to come out. All I can tell you is we do have to balance the budget. And so whatever comes out is going to be bad for the taxpayer. And, you know, we made this point on the floor yesterday. They want to sit here and blame and point fingers at it's the Trump administration. But if you look at Virginia, they have a surplus. They're actually sending money back to the taxpayers. Delaware's in a surplus. Pennsylvania's in a surplus. So you can't just blame it on the federal government that we are just wildly overspending here, and we can't seem to stop. It's incestuous the way that we love to spend money to buy votes, but when it's time to be an adult and say we can't keep spending this money, they all refuse to do it, and all they want to do is say we need to tax the rich and we need more people to pay their fair share. The unfortunate truth is money follows the path of least resistance, always has, always will, and people are going to continue to take their money and leave this state.
Yeah, and we're hearing more of that, Delegate, from business owners that say, you know, even if they didn't move, they're still thinking about moving their businesses because it's so hard for them to do business here.
And I brought this up.
Yep.
I brought this up on the floor yesterday. I said, I want you to understand that 99.5% of every business in the state of Maryland is actually small business, and they employ 48.5% of our Marylanders. More importantly, we are the sixth highest racial minority-owned business state in the country. So we have 38.5% of our businesses are actually run by racial minorities. I go, and these are the people you want to go punish because they took a risk, because they did what's hard, because they followed the American dream. The first reward you want to give them is to punish them. I think this is sad. You're going to continue to push businesses out of this state.
Yeah, and that's another part that they don't take into consideration is that many of these entrepreneurs, like you said, are minorities. Another thing I saw from Speaker Adrienne Jones, I believe she introduced a bill for social equity in state government, which, you know, for me, it means DEI will remain strong here in Maryland. But as you pointed out, you've got business owners that are minorities that are going to be punished for, like you said, going after the American dream in which they thought they could do in such a state. Let me ask you this, Delegate. Of course, there's many, you'll see Sheriff DeWeese and so many others up there in Annapolis today. This bill that will determine whether or not there's cooperation between ICE and law enforcement, how do you believe that will shake?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. I do know that I've been told that there were a lot of counties that were willing to cooperate with ICE because their communities were being ravaged with crime, but they didn't want anybody to know about it. But us as a legislator seem to want to continue to tie the hands of everybody that's out there fighting crime. So I don't know if the public, and look, this is a polled question that says that above 85% of all Marylanders believe we should be working with ICE to get these criminals off the street that are wreaking havoc. They're violent crimes. And for some reason, we continue down this path of being tone deaf and not wanting to even listen to what the public has to say. It's almost as if we know better than everybody else. We know better than the people that feel this crime all around them, and we're going to do what we want to do. So we'll see what happens. It's hard to predict anything down here. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, Delegate Brian Chisholm, before we let you go, is there something that we can be happy about? I mean, we've been talking about a lot of bad news, but is there something great that's coming our way?
Well, the Orioles start today. Yeah. We only have 9 more days down here from what I can count, or something in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully, look, good people that continue to get up every day and go to work and provide for their families will always make it a better place. I just hope we don't continue down this path of trying to deter those people. This state is an incredible state. I said this on the floor yesterday. We have mountains, we have ocean, we have bay, we have farms. It is an incredible state, and we need to just at some point stop trying to help so much, because it's doing nothing but hurting. Let people live their lives. And, you know, I do feel like the state's filled with a lot of great people. I just hope they continue to stay here.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of people contacting the Senate about the budget. Delegate Chisholm, you know, real quick, do you know if page 57 stayed within the budget? It was about taxing silver and gold by chance. I know that's very specific.
The House. Yeah, they definitely went after. So the tax on bullion.
Yeah.
Stayed in that bill, and it got passed. That's the one that got passed out of the House, so we'll see what happens over in the Senate with that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Delegate Brian Chisholm, thank you for taking time with us, as always.
No problem. Thank you. Great.
Thank you. You too. And, you know, again, we do have people fighting up there. Delegate Brian Chisholm's also with the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And it's just, it's so tough, right? Imagine being in that position. Like, you're fighting, and then it's just like you're getting shot down, right? It's like, how much rejection can you take? But that's what the Republicans are dealing with up there. This also goes into the question of the day here at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the Maryland Senate will pass the budget as is? Again, do you think the Maryland State Senate will pass the budget as is, yes or no? As we heard there from Delegate Chisholm, he believes there will be some changes made. But I would believe that there are some of you that believe they're not going to make any changes, because we are just that much in the hole. I'm going to go ahead and take our caller here. I've got Bruce. You've been waiting on the line in Lithicum. Bruce?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. We were talking about Delegate Atterbury. We were talking about the budget.
I've been listening. I was coming down the beltway just a little bit ago, and you were talking about some lady named, I think, Brooke. That's Brooke or something.
Was it Atterbury?
Atterbury.
Yeah.
Atterbury. I think what the Maryland people should do is go to Annapolis and surround the state building and have her ousted. Her send her kids to a private school, but vote in all this dirty stuff for other children?
Yeah.
He's not a politician.
Yeah.
He's not there for us. He's there all about herself. Me, take. That's what I always said.
Yeah, it makes you think that there's definitely a special interest group that in her pocket, because otherwise it makes no sense.
Well, Kim, you know a little bit more about politics than I do, okay? I think what we should do is have 1 to 2 million people from Maryland surround the State House on a weekday.
Yeah.
On a weekday, just surround it, because we've got to put the pressure on these people. Because they are taking our state in debt. You know, I have a friend of mine who lives down in Shadyside. And the state of Maryland just bought, I don't know when it was, a piece of property on the Chesapeake Bay. Why Digwad's still in office here, you know, spending our money. That's why we don't have no money, because they're wasting it again, just like our government. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, a lot of people feel you're paid. Thank you so much for calling
in. That's the problem. I don't want to hear about pain. I want to hear about results.
Yeah.
How we can get results, because these people are worthless. They're worthless. They're brain dead. All of them are.
Yeah.
All of them. And like I told you once before, Oprah Winfrey was on the podium with a governor when they got inaugurated. And that just sends a message right to you who's involved. I told you before, Obama. This is all Obama. He's just a puppet. That's all he is. He's a puppet.
Yeah.
And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. This has got to stop. It starts in Washington, D.C. to stop this stuff. And that's with the corrupt Democratic Party. Not just corrupt, overly corrupted.
Yeah.
It's been like that for years, and it's got to stop. And this state is dominated by the same damn problem. And it's got to stop.
Yeah, eventually it definitely has to stop. Thank you, Bruce, so much for calling. I appreciate you. Look, a lot of people feel the same way, but I will say this. As I was up there with the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and, you know, look, I understand it was about, what was that, a Wednesday that we were up there, a Wednesday evening, which will be hard to get people there, but that's another issue, you know, getting people to Annapolis to really protest some of this has been difficult as well. And I know many of us are busy, many of us are struggling and working very hard. So that's a piece of it as well. When we get back, I do have some text messages coming in, so I'll read your text, and then we'll continue talking about the budget here, and we'll get down to the details.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Most members of the legacy media mob, and remember I proclaimed that they are dead after November 5th, because they threw everything combined, Democrats, legacy media, threw everything they had at Donald Trump. And they were not able to beat him. They took him to court. They tried to put him in jail. They used lawfare, weaponization at a level this country's never seen before. None of it worked. The American people saw through this. So it's not it's pretty predictable that this is the only thing they know, because the only alternative would be a course correction and introspection and an analysis of how they're so out of touch with the American people and their egos couldn't handle such self-reflection.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every single month if you switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, that's right, Pure Talk, my sponsor, is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network, and the average family of four saving over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And with Pure Talk, you have U.S. customer service representatives. They'll make the switch simple, fast, and free and easy. To do it, dial #250, say the keyword save now to make the switch. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving today. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement, since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Several prominent Jewish groups say Hamas is collaborating with radical students and faculty at Columbia University and may have known about the October 7th attacks.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're going to get to the details of the budget, just so you know exactly where things stand and as it's headed to the Senate. Marilyn Matters did a great write-up on it, so we'll get into that when we get back. Also, I want to talk to you about my visit to the White House yesterday for the Women's History event. I got to take a picture with Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and I let her know that we appreciated her fighting against having trans women and women's bathrooms. As I said, we appreciate you getting loud every now and again. And remember, she had that little blow up with Representative Jasmine Crockett. Remember, she said Nancy told her to take it outside. You remember that? Well, yes, Nancy was there yesterday and so many others. And I'll also tell you what President Trump had to say about defunding Planned Parenthood as well. But like I said, we're going to get to the details of the budget and so much more coming up next. Also, this case of sexual assault and rape by a female teacher in Indiana. Don't worry, I'll give you a warning before we play the audio clip because it's a bit much.
Are you looking for a way to boost energy, support your heart, and age with grace? Well, it's time to check out Oracine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Oracine provides essentials our body.